Dr. Buchanan, let's talk. Start with you. You came to the conference. You talked a bit about the public side of research and development, and I guess what needs to be done to meet the new challenges that agriculture will be facing. What do you see, at least from the public policy aspect, that we need to do, that we need to look at?
Well, obviously, we need to continue supporting research and education programs, both at the federal level, but also in states, because each state has the experiment station and has education programs, extension programs. So it's going to require commitment on the part of all levels of government, from the public sector, to support these areas.
And, of course, Dr. Bryant, you come from the private sector with the BASF. And is there a different set of priorities that you have, maybe as opposed to what the folks in the public sector would bring to the table?
I think there's a lot of very similar priorities. We obviously depend upon the public sector to give us good, educated workforce. I use the example of plant breeders that are very much in short supply right now. I think the other area of interaction is in the regulatory area. We depend upon the interaction with our government colleagues in USDA, for example, to ensure there's a good framework for regulatory, being in a regulated environment. I think there's a very similar priority between the two.
Go ahead.
The truth is there's much to be gained from the collaborative relationship that the private sector has with the public sector, because in the end, we're all trying to get to the same goal, and that's provide for the needs of the American people and the people all over the world. So the collaborative relationship that exists between industry and the public sector is vitally important in ensuring that continues.
Well, you talked about how much investment into research pays off. I think your number was research pays back, what, a 53% gain?
That
much, much better than any stock market.
Oh, absolutely. And this is the thing that I think a lot of times overlooked, that monies that are appropriated for research does not cost. It pays. It pays very well. The return on investment would reflect we're not putting enough money in research. Else a corporate entity would certainly not put any money if they're not going to get something back. Well, the truth is industry is a little bit different than we are. We can do public good research for which we can't sell, but yet it's tremendously important for the well-being of our country. Things we do in the environmental area, for example, certainly you can't bottle that or you can't package it and put it on the market, but yet who would disagree that this is vitally important types of research?
Well, then I'll turn to you, Dr. Bryant. The fact that, obviously you depend on public funds to research, but you make your own private investments as well that furthers your research and probably helps the public sector as well.
Yeah, a good example, I think, between a collaboration with Monsanto, BASF and Monsanto have committed $1.5 billion to invest over the next decades in yield and stress. So there's a nice example where the needs that ultimately are realized in the public, in the agricultural community, are being recognized and being very heavily invested and committed by, in this case, two collaborating large biotech companies. I think that the long-term view that these companies are taking is very much in parallel to the long-term view that the public sector can take in basic research. So, again, nice collaborative environment that can build both between private sectors as well as relying upon that integration with the university system.
Then I guess are there improvements that could be made that you'd like to see the public sector make that could help your industry? And then I'll ask you the same question in reverse, Dr. Buchanan. But first we'll ask you, Dr. Bryant.
I think the opportunity to work more collaboratively with the public sector relies upon a couple of things. I think it could be better served with a more universal model of that collaboration. Certainly the USDA has the CRADA system, which is an interesting model and works very well. I think the university system, I think we could build a more general model to work there. I think we can also look at how to exchange information. Both parties generating a tremendous amount of knowledge. We need to look at a way that we can share that for a common good, yet still not ignore the need for the private sector to invest for profit.
Well, then to you, Dr. Buchanan, what can the private sector do, I guess, that would assist the public sector in helping them back?
Well, I'd respond to that. First, I agree with Dr. Bryant's comments very much. But also there's different degrees of cooperation among different public service institutions and different industries. And, of course, what I would like to see is some of those that really have outstanding collaborative relationships embraced by other industries that don't have that good of a relationship. There is a difference, and I think we need to capitalize on the strengths, and those that have such good relationships ought to be the models that we search for.
Gentlemen, a great conversation here today. I guess a forum like this kind of gives you guys a chance to bring together both your ideas and put them out to a group like this.
Absolutely. It's been a very fruitful time, not only preparing for the talk, but also the discussions we've had today. Very thought-provoking, and I think the Congressman Stenholm put it very well today. This is a time, maybe a unique time, when some change, some real structural improvements can be made, and I think we should both grab that as hard as we can and move forward strongly.
I would agree with that, and also the fact that we have so many challenges in the research area that we are continuing to search for how can we more efficiently get our job done, because the competition for funds from so many other areas, both in the corporate world as well as in the public service sector, are real challenges. So we're continually looking for how we can get the job done in a more efficient way.